Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And this is episode number 74 for October 18th, 2023. The show is sponsored by TLVTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, whom I will bring into the conversation after I get through this opening. The mission of the show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say this every week. It needs to be reinforced. We need to understand this. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a personal friend of mine and somebody I have a lot of respect for, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio, all good platforms. Do me a favor. Here he goes again. Anybody's heard this? Time to grab a cup of coffee. If you really want to help these platforms, and let's start with Shake and Wake, the best thing you can do for them, and I know all of you at times do pitch in some money to help these platforms. That's good. That helps them to keep the door open. What it doesn't do is give them the confidence to go out and get new, bigger, better services to help give you bigger, better service or to give you a better platform. In order to do that, they need to know there is consistency in the amount of funds they've got coming in each month so they can pay those bills. So what does Roger suggest every single week? And he's about to do it again. Take the amount that you usually donate over the course of a year. I'm not asking you to add more to it unless you wish to. Then I strongly encourage you to do that. Divide it by 12. And the next time you go in to make a donation, put that number in, $10, $12, $5, $7, whatever. Put that number in and click the button that says make just a monthly reoccurring donation. Why? Your donations are always generous and always appreciated. But if you know that you're donating, say, $120 on average a year, that's $10 a month. Okay? If you click that button, it says, you know, make this a monthly reoccurring donation. What you have done is given them the confidence that each month they will have so much money in the account, which allows them to give you bigger, better, faster, because they know they'll have the funds to pay for it. I'm not asking you to go out and give a whole lot more unless you wish to. These are all good platforms. If you wish to, please do. But I'm not asking you to. What I'm asking you to do is take an average and make that a monthly reoccurring donation. Help them to give you even better than what they're already giving you. And I think that's a great thing. Stephen, have I got that wrong? I ask you that every week, don't I?
Yes, you do. I don't seem to find any kind of fault with it.
Okay. All right. So for the... let me see, for the 74th time, Stephen hasn't found a problem with that. It is episode 74, Stephen.
Yes, it is.
All right. So, listen to me here. The title of today's show is, and no, I'm not going to dig into it real deep until we get into the actual topic, but the title of today's show is America's Borders. What if? Let me repeat that. America's Borders. What if? Today, we're going to be going over the what ifs, but our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLVTalk.com. Come and say what needs to be said. And a link to any references used for this show presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points in this show. And that is on the libertybeacon.com. And it is the Eagle's Eye Report. You can see it on the anytime after noon central, you can see it on the big slideshow. If you see the eagle in blue and yellow, click, and that will take you right here. You can either listen to the show again or go over the talking points or look at the articles I use to put some of this information together. To me, if I never show you or never explain to you where I get the information that I am presenting to you, how does it have any credibility? So again, you will always have a very good idea unless it is my acquired knowledge. If it came from anywhere else, you're going to know where it came from. Okay, so let's get down to business. The title again, America's Borders, What If? This is not an easy show for me to do because some of the things I have to say scare the crap out of me, never mind who the heck I'm going to be saying them to. Okay, today we will be discussing the what ifs of the treasonous actions controlling our borders. Now, everybody is immediately going, there he goes. He's over talking again. He's blowing it out of proportion. And I'm not. You have all heard me say what I'm about to say, but it is extremely appropriate that I plug it in right here. When I President of the United States is sworn in with his hand on a Bible. What does he say? He swears to protect you and me from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Remember, I said that, okay? This is something any president swears to on a Bible. Let me ask you a question, people. Is that happening? Is it? Why are a vast majority of illegals crossing our border? First question. Single adults. A large majority of them being male. Of military age from over 150 countries, including those that seriously hate America. Not a joke, people. An absolute fact. We're going to get a little bit deeper into that because I do have an article that I brought for today's show. You want to know what the name of the article is? And I'm not joking. You will see that if you go tomorrow. Okay. The name of the article I will be referring to probably either later in this half hour or the beginning of the next half hour. The title of that article, It's the Border, Stupid. That's the name of the article. It's the border, stupid. So, keeping that in mind, let's go back to the points that I want to cover before we jump into, and the gentleman's name who wrote this is Brian C. Joondep, J-O-O-N-D-E-P-H, okay? And he's a pretty good writer. I have used his articles on the Liberty Beacon over the years many times because he is good at putting a point forward. Again, we won't read the entire article, but the talking points in it are quite blatant. And these are points that I've made, maybe not quite down to the detail as much, but things that I've been discussing with you, gee, for 74 episodes now. Yeah. So the first point I asked you was, why are the treasonous actions controlling our border not being stopped? Why? Because the DOJ is just as treasonous. Why? Because the, I don't know, presidential administration is just as treasonous. Why? Because the, I don't know, Democratic-controlled Senate is just as treasonous. And I could go on. The FBI, just as treasonous. Would you like me to go on? I don't have to explain any of this. Anybody who's been listening to this show for 74 episodes knows exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm not overstating anything. Okay? What would happen, suppose, just suppose, what would happen if these people, okay, were planted assets via China, Russia, Iran, etc., set to go off, killing Americans or destroying American infrastructure when a signal is received? Anybody out there who thinks that that's a bunch of malarkey and you just pushed it aside in your brain, you're an idiot. Right now, the DOJ and the FBI are warning us this is going to happen. Why? Because of all of the terrorists that have come across the southern border. Our FBI is warning us now. Our DOJ is warning us now. How did they get here? Because a treasonous president refused to close the border. And those working for him or actually I should say the deep state, because he's the biggest deep state puppet I've ever seen. And this is what we're looking at, people. I'm going to ask you again, what would happen if these, I don't know, planted assets via China, Russia, and Iran, what would happen if they were set here so that when triggered, they could start killing Americans or destroying American infrastructure? It's not a joke, people. And I'm not the only one thinking of this. But I was talking about this 5 years ago when Trump was struggling to get a wall built. I was talking about this 3 years ago when Joe Bob opened the border. And I've been telling you he's been committing treason at least five out of the last six shows. So none of this should be new to anybody. The problem here is that it's so in your face today with what's going on in the Middle East, with what's going on in Ukraine, and starting up in other places on this planet. We have an FBI that is already stating that within the next 14 months, we can expect terrorist attacks on American soil. Did you hear what I just said? Why? Why? Let's get into that a little bit deeper. Why are these people being bused or flown all across the country to big cities and population centers and basically released? Did you hear what I just said? I asked, why are these people being flown from the border all across the country to big cities or bust to major population centers and then basically released? How are they being tracked? And how many of them were never stopped at the border? How many? Well, let's touch on that. All right. More than 18,000, not 100, not 18, not 1.8, not 0.18, 18,000. More than 18,000 people have evaded Border Patrol agents and slipped into the United States illegally since October 1st. Wait a minute. That was only like 17 days ago. More than 18,000 people have evaded Border Patrol agents and slipped into the U.S. illegally since October 1st of 2023. This comes from Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens. He announced that on Tuesday. He said more than 18,000 people have come across the border and evaded, totally evaded being stopped, questioned, or anything. Now, what does that mean? That shocking number of so-called gotaways, that's what they're calling them, people known to have entered the country illegally without being caught, equates to about 1,125 people every single day over the border for the last 17 days. Understand that these are individuals whose identities, okay, and intent are not known. And if you say, well, what do you mean not known? They just want a better life, okay? How many people have been turned away from the border trying to get across seeking asylum in the United States for a better life? I would say unless they were serious criminals, none of them. So why did these people avoid getting into the United States, which they would have, unless they had serious criminal records or they were on a terrorist watch list somewhere, in which case the last thing they want is to go through border control. So we're looking at 18,000 people, 18,000 people in 17 days in the United States that they don't know where they are, why they're here, or what they intend to do. Stop and think about what I just said. Now imagine that over the last 3 years, and we will get further into that as well. But my question, okay, my question to everybody listening to this is, what the hell has happened to America when our own government, our president and his administrative system are committing open treason? Don't fight back against that. I know what I'm talking about. They're committing open treason against you and me. They know that terrorists on the terrorist watch list are coming across that border. They know that child traffickers are coming across that border. They know for a fact that drug smugglers are coming across that border. They know for a fact. Would you like me to go on? But yet the border remains open. And there were some gates, they even went as far as to weld them open so that the Border Patrol couldn't close them. You tell me this isn't treason, okay? What is it? What is it for treason, okay? What does the president swear to do? Protect you and I from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If he's doing that on the southern border, if he's not intentionally preventing that from happening on the southern border, I will kiss your naked butt on Broadway at high noon, and I'll let you sell tickets. We are looking at treason being committed against we the people, because we know dangerous and deadly people with ill intent are coming unimpeded across the damn border, people. And we're not talking hundreds. And we're not talking thousands. And we're not talking tens of thousands. And we're not talking hundreds of thousands. And we're not talking millions. We're talking, over the last 15 years, tens of millions. And in the last 3 years to 4 years, well over 10 million. How long do you think the United States would last before it fell into utter chaos if each and every one of these millions that are hiding in the United States were all given an order to get up and cause chaos in any way, shape, or form? They have been bused and planed, or airplaned, whatever you call it, flown to major population centers all across the country. Absolutely. So my question was and remains, why isn't the Biden administration being hit with charges of treason? And I don't think anybody has a good answer for that, because a good answer would be the right answer. And the right answer would be they are guilty of treason against we the people and should be removed from office immediately. You think there's a snowball chance in hell of that happening? But I dare anybody to show me how Joe Biden, Joe Bob, is fulfilling what he swore on the Bible to do, or if he is doing just the opposite, which is intentionally putting you, your parents, your children, your grandchildren, how far would you like me to go with this, in what could end up by being mortal danger? How many? How many people would it take in the United States to create utter chaos? If we have, and it could be as much, some people are saying, is 20 to 25 million illegals in this country. And if even 10% of them, 2.5 million of them, were sent here to do things that aren't going to be good for us, what would you think would happen in America? There are already people in the FBI and the DOJ screaming that within the next 14 months, we can expect attacks from, yes, terrorist groups that are in the United States, embedded. I'm not joking, people. I'm not. But how much of that do you think would have happened if over the last 4 years, 3.5 years, that border would have been closed and a wall would have been finished? Steve, what do you think so far?
Well, I think that you're not joking, but I think that they're joking because it's all planned. It's all planned.
It's all. That's exactly where I'm going with this. Why would you not close the border if you swore to protect the American people from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, yet you leave a well over 1,000-mile border wide open? And we're not just talking about the southern border anymore, people. This is actually happening on the northern border, too. Yes, it is. Not to the tune we're seeing on the southern border, but it is happening on the northern border. And again, are they protecting you? No. Are they protecting me? No. Are they protecting your children? No. Are they doing it intentionally, as Steve just said, and I 1,000% agree, okay? This is intentional. It's not a guess. It isn't. There is too much going on here. Way too much going on here for this to be an oops. If a president knew what was going on the border and didn't shut the border, let me see. Does that make him guilty of treason? If he knew it was putting Americans in danger, if he knew that the future would bring terrorist attacks on the American people, but yet he even had some of the gates on the border welded open. Are you kidding me, people? None of this is a joke. We have today what could be as much as 25 to 30 million illegals in America. A good chunk of those came across the border, and we know they're here. A good chunk of those, we haven't got a clue who they are or where they are. But we do know there's a whole lot of countries around this planet that would love to do things to bring America to her knees. Okay. Let's jump into at least the beginning before the break, at least the beginning of Brian's article. And again, his article is titled, "It's the Border, Stupid." And again, I'm not going to take everything that he says, because there's a few things in this article that I don't necessarily agree with. But the vast preponderance of it hit me right between the eyes, not only with its reality, but with the accusations he's making being so, I don't know, so in tune with what I've been saying to you for a very long time. So his title again is "It's the Border, Stupid." All right. As the 2024 presidential election nears, with the world on the brink of or already in World War III, America must make a serious choice in 13 months. Will America course correctly or slide into bankruptcy and irrelevancy on the world stage? Perhaps the feckless Republicans need a rallying cry. And if you stop and think, the Republicans don't actually have a rallying cry yet. So let's see. Bill Clinton had one when he ran against ruling class scion George W. Bush. "It's the economy, stupid." That was his. Okay. And it was a phrase James Carbo coined in 1992 when he was advising Bill Clinton in his successful run for the White House. In 2023, it's the economy again, but not only the economy. Our national debt is over $33 trillion and growing by $5 billion every single day, with interest payments costing taxpayers about $2 billion each day. Much of it is or was going to one of the most corrupt countries in the world, holding no vital U.S. interest, or spent on the – and, of course, or spent on the nonsensical Green New Deal, while most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So we're spending massive amounts of money on absolute corruption and crap, which is the Green New Deal. And Ukraine is sucking more and more money out of the United States. And what we are seeing is the corruption. And how much of that money has accountability? When Congress asked for accountability on that money, it was refused. We're not going to tell you where that money is going when it goes to Ukraine or what it's being spent on. So, again, we're looking at a situation whereby the United States is not only on her almost on her knees because of what's coming across the border, but because of the out-of-control spending that has literally taken America into an area we never expected to be, and that is a short throw from bankruptcy or default. No, I'm not joking on that one either. All right? So, again, Green New Deal, throw that in the whole fray there, and all of this is happening while Americans more and more every single day are having to live from paycheck to paycheck, trying to decide on what we can afford to buy to eat this week, what we can't afford, what we can afford for clothing, what we can afford, when these were things that you just did automatically 3, 4, 5 years ago, when America had probably the best economy the planet had seen in a very long time. It's gone. It's gone. And the fact that it continues, okay, to be beat to hell every single day going forward means it'll be an awful long time before it gets better, people. If it does. And that's not a joke either. While not pleasant, America can survive a recession or a depression as we did 100 years ago. But what if we are invaded and conquered? Did you hear what I just said? Let me say it again. While not pleasant, America can survive a recession or a depression as we did 100 years ago. But what if we are invaded and conquered? Now, see, that's a new scenario for America. The past two world wars and subsequent wars were all fought overseas, not in the U.S. homeland. Yeah. Invasions don't always happen by ships and planes, people. What if we simply allowed the enemy to move into the country ready for activation at any time? In other words, America's future enemy combatants may already be in your backyard. No, I'm not joking. And if you don't think that this isn't planned, that this isn't a globalist plan, how the hell do you think they've succeeded in keeping that border open while the rest of America's going, don't do it? What the hell are you doing? But they don't care what we say. They don't care what you say. It's still open, and they're coming across the border at over 1,000 a day. Those are the ones that didn't get caught. How many are coming over the border and turning themselves in? I don't know. Is that a distraction to keep you from looking for the ones that didn't knock on the door and say, can I come in? So let me say this again. While not pleasant, America can survive a recession or a depression as we did 100 years ago. But what if we are invaded and conquered from within? Okay. Republicans should be shouting, it's the border, stupid. You want a rallying cry for this election? It's the border, stupid. This issue will resonate with all voters, especially in Democrat-run cities like New York, Chicago. Yeah, both of them now overrun with migrants that their taxpayers must support and live with. No one is safe. Children, the elderly, concert goers, or anyone else. especially if what the FBI is now saying and the DOJ that within the next 14 months, we can expect terrorist attacks on our home soil. They're already here.
Are you ready for the break, Roger?
I was ready for a break when I started this. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, we'll be right back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So everybody do me a favor, all right? If you are in a situation where you have lost a group or you have lost a timeline or you have lost a page, whatever, on another social media platform, Facebook, what I would tell you to do or ask you to do is go over to TLB Talk and start that group up and invite your friends over. If you do nothing else on TLB Talk but revitalize your group and get your discussion of the actual truth back up and running, then TLB Talk will have succeeded because that is what it is there for. Unless you are literally breaking the law, okay, you will not be kicked off of TLB Talk. Now, if you're a moron and you're pissing enough people off, we have a block button. And the day you wake up and find out nobody's listening to anything you're saying, you'll probably leave and nobody will have to kick you off. It's not that you, again, are not appreciated for what you say. It's that people have the right to either listen or not to. Freedom of speech doesn't mean people have to listen to you. Freedom of speech means that you're allowed to say what you wish to say. It is up to those in the audience whether they wish to listen or not. You cannot say you have the right to speak, which means we're going to gather an audience and force them to sit there and listen to you. So on TLV Talk, we encourage people to do two things. One, bring the people there that you know have things to say that cannot be said elsewhere. Start your group back up, start your blog, start your page, whatever, okay? Bring the members over, continue your discussion. This is, in our eyes, critical. This is what TLV Talk is there for. Now, before I take the rest of the show talking about TLV Talk, which I could, I'd like to jump back into this because we haven't even hit, I don't know, what I would call the worst parts of this yet. Okay. So the last thing we discussed was Republicans should be shouting, it's the border, stupid. That should be their rally cry for this election. And why should it be? Because this is blatant treason against the American people. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. Does the administration know for a fact that people who are on a terrorist watch list are coming across the southern border? Yes. Why? Because they've caught some of them. What about the 18,000 they didn't catch? Are you going to guarantee me none of them are on the terrorist watch list? If you do, I'm going to look at you and say, I'll never believe another thing you ever say again. You're a moron. So we know this to be a fact. We know it to be a fact. But yet, it's not only being allowed, it's being encouraged, and it's being protected. By who? The people who swore on the Bible to protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Do we know that there are drug smugglers coming across that border? Absolutely, we know that. Fentanyl, anybody? Do we know child traffickers are coming across that border? Absolutely. Why? Some of them have been caught and alluded to the fact that there's many more like them. But hey, again, this is a president who swore on a Bible to protect Americans from all enemies, foreign and domestic, yet refuses to protect you from enemies, foreign and domestic. especially foreign. Okay, so let's go into the next level of this. Who controls the American borders? All right, we're talking about, this ain't good. We're talking about people of responsibility committing treason against we the people. So let's go to who's supposed to be running the show. Who controls American borders? The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency. Their mission statement is protect the American people, safeguard our borders, and enhance the nation's economic prosperity. This is their quote-unquote mission statement. Are they doing that, or are they doing just the opposite? From their website, okay, here is CBP's ethos. We are the guardians of our nation's borders. We are Americans' front line. We safeguard the American homeland at and beyond our borders. We protect the American people against terrorists and instruments of terror. We steadfastly enforce the laws of the United States while fostering our nation's economic security through lawful international trade and travel. We serve the American people via vigilance, integrity, and professionalism. Well, I got to tell you something. I had to give that to you, but I had all I could do to keep from laughing my butt off and falling off this chair. Because if you could show me one of these they're accomplishing, it'd be one. But you can't. So how's that working out? How is that working out? This is their ethos. This is their mission statement. This is what they say they do. How's that working out? Are the borders safeguarded? Are Americans protected from terrorists? Are the laws being enforced? Are open borders improving our economic prosperity? Well, let me see. How's that working out? Are the borders safeguarded? They're not only not safeguarded, but they can even estimate the thousands that in a little less than 3 weeks that streamed across the border and never got caught. So, are the borders safeguarded? If they are, I don't know what land you're looking in or what fairy tale you're reading, because they're not in America. Next point they made, are Americans protected from terrorists? I just got done telling you that we know terrorists are coming across the border. We know that for a fact because I think between 150 and 200 of them have already been caught. But they just got done telling us that in the last 17 days, over 18,000 gotaways came across that border. How many of them were terrorists? How many? And how many of those that are being bused and flown all around the country and planted in big cities and high population centers? Well, I'll get to that. I'm jumping ahead just a little bit, okay? The next question, are our laws being enforced? If our laws were being enforced, the border would be closed. They would be coming through one at a time. All the paperwork would be done. And the massive amount of Border Patrol that are stuck behind a desk processing these millions coming across the border, okay, are not on the border protecting you and I. They're not. So are we protected? So the laws, they're not being enforced at all. Are open borders improving our economic prosperity? Not even close. Why? Because a lot of people who own businesses, and again, this may not be the best thing Americans are doing to Americans, but this is what is happening. If I can get somebody in to work on my assembly line for $10 an hour instead of having to pay them $18.50 an hour, then I'm going to do that. If I can get somebody to pick my crops, if I can get somebody to, in other words, what it is actually doing at this point is putting a kink in the wages that you and your friend are being paid. Why? Because there are people out there, business owners, realizing they can get it done a whole lot cheaper. So is 25 to 30 million over the last 10 to 15 years, illegals in this country. Is that helping the economy? Does anybody believe it is? How about from the CBP website? There have been 7.5 million border encounters from 2021 to the present. Okay. That is during Biden's presidential term. 5.2 million, more than two-thirds, were single adults, mostly male. So we have a massive amount, 5.2 million, coming across the border in the last 3 years alone. In the last 3 years alone, coming across the border. And how many of them do we even know why they're here or what they're doing or what they will do? How many of them scream bloody murder when you put them on a plane and send them to New York City, or you send them to Chicago, or you send them to San Francisco, or you send them to... And is that exactly what they were hoping for? None of this is a joke, people. And why would the FBI be warning us about this unless they already know something? Because if you trust the FBI, you're an idiot. Today, that's a very valid statement. But if they're telling you something like this and saying it's going to happen over the next 14 months, I'd take that to the bank, people. If these young men that I just described, okay, of the 5.2 million coming in, if these young men are seeking political asylum, why aren't they bringing their families rather than coming alone? If I was going to seek political asylum, meaning I'm not going back to where I lived, why haven't I brought my family with me? Why am I, as a single male adult of military age, coming alone to America? All of these pieces need to be fit together, people. They need to. Because the next 18 months in America could be the biggest upheaval we have ever seen in this country. How many times have you heard Roger say this? You cannot have global governance until you bring the cowboys of the world to their knees. How many millions have come across the border? How many millions of these are terrorists? How many of them are sent here, planted here to do damage to us on a signal? And why the hell is our government welding the gates open instead of protecting you and I? And why are all of these millions of young men coming across the border alone? Pretty soon, one and one's going to make two to a lot more people. At least I'm hoping that. But it gets worse. Look at the encounters in just 1 month. CBP's total encounters along the southern border in August of 2023 were 232,972. At that rate, it's about 3 million illegals per year. If you consider Joe Bob has been in office how long, we're looking, or should be looking, or could be looking at roughly 10 million illegals since Joe Bob got into office. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not even joking. These are encounters I'm talking about. Okay, how many illegal migrants get through without being caught or encountered? That number is largely unknowable, but the Center for Immigration Studies estimates somewhere between 50 and 68% of illegal border crosses are caught. What if far fewer are caught? In other words, they can't tell you that for a fact. But if they're saying somewhere between 50 and 68, so let's roughly say 60%. If we've got, let's say, 10 or 7.5 million, let's round it off. Let's just do a little quick math here. 10 million since Joe Bob took office. Okay. If 50% of them, 50% of that was totally unfounded, totally not caught, totally not part of the records, are we talking about between 3.5 and 5 million illegals that nobody ever put a finger on in the last 3 years alone? If you can absolutely look at yourself in the mirror and say with a straight face, there's no way in hell there is a foreign army which is dead set on harming the United States in the United States, it could never happen. You're an idiot. What I'm telling you is how it is happening. Not how it could happen, how it is happening. Now, when you've got someone like Joe Bob sitting in the White House who refuses to do anything about this, and what I'm telling you are absolute facts, why the hell is he still sitting in the White House? Why hasn't somebody dragged him out and put him on trial for treason? Why? Are we going to wait until all of these planted individuals are given their signals and American cities start to get bombed left and right and our children in school start to get shot up on a daily basis across the country? Would you like me to go on? Is that when you're going to raise up and say, this is absolute crap? We can't have this. You're a traitor, Joe Bob. You're a traitor, Department of Defense. You're a traitor, FBI. Why is nobody saying this? Are you going to wait until your children get shot in school? Are you going to wait until the subway you're on gets blown up? Would you like me to go on? Think Gaza. Would you like to be living there right now? You could be. Only it won't be called Gaza. It'll be called Chicago. It'll be called New York. It'll be called Charleston. It'll be called San Francisco. Yeah. Stop and think about this. What we are talking about is those who wish harm for America may already be in America in sufficient numbers to do damage to this country. And this was allowed. It could have been stopped. It could have been prevented. And it wasn't. It was absolutely and 100% allowed. And in most cases, it was choreographed and enhanced because word was sent out all across the planet, especially to South and Central America by Joe Bob's team saying, hey, we got a place for you. Just come on in. We'll let you in. Anybody think I'm joking? Do a little bit of research. So anybody who thinks that when, not if, this eventuality pops up, anybody who thinks that they didn't know anything about it, that Joe Bob's team didn't know anything about it, that they could have done nothing different than what they did, I'm going to say this again. If this country has any brains whatsoever, the Biden administration will go down as the most treasonous administration against we the people in the history of this country. If we survive it! I'm not joking about that either. If we survive it. And those of you who are saying we may be on our way to World War III, there's a very good chance we're already in World War III. Think back to World War I. Think back to World War II. They didn't start in a day. They started by incidents that snowballed over an extended period of time until you reached a trigger point. If you take a look what's going on around the world, it is starting to cascade. World War III may already have started. And if that's the case, living in America may be a hell of a lot more dangerous today than you ever thought. Yeah. The House Judiciary Committee reports 1.7 million known gotaways have evaded Border Patrol and escaped into the interior since January 20th of 2021. Did you hear what I just said? 1.7 million known gotaways have evaded Border Patrol and escaped into the interior of America since January 20th of 2021. With untold numbers of unknown gotaways avoiding detection during that period. So we're talking about as many as 1.7 million people here being here, and we haven't got a clue why. And we haven't got a clue where they are.
Hey, Roger,
we haven't got a clue what they're doing. Yes.
I bet the FBI knows where they are and who they are, where they're at.
I would bet that the FBI and the Biden administration and the DOJ probably do, because we're talking about the most treasonous administration this country has ever seen. Would you agree with that, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure I wasn't the only one running off at the mouth. Every once in a while, Steve runs off at the mouth, too. Only he doesn't do it as loud as I do. All right. We've got 10 minutes left. I got a few more points I want to cover here. Okay. So, in other words, the number of illegal border crossers under Biden could be between 10 and 20 million, perhaps more. In other words, close to 5% of the U.S. population illegally in the United States. Is the Biden administration sending any illegal aliens back home, or are they all staying in America? The House Judiciary Committee answers again. Of the at least 2.1 million aliens released into the United States since January 20th, 2021, the Biden administration failed to remove, through immigration court removal proceedings, roughly 99.7% of those illegal aliens. In other words, yeah, they all stay here. With the exception of what, one or two? Where are they coming from to get to America? Mostly Central and South America, as we know. But from where else? From CBP data themselves, their data, okay? About 65,000 single adults came from China during Biden's time in office so far. About 40,000 single adults came from Russia. Congressman Tom Cole notes migrants from more than 150 countries have illegally crossed the border. But what I'm telling you is that 100,000 adults, most of them males, a vast majority of them, have come across the border from China and Russia. 100,000! Yeah. Stop and think about that. Thousands of special interest aliens, that's what they're called, special interest aliens from numerous countries, including the Middle East, have been arrested by CBP agents while attempting to cross the southern border illegally over the past 2 years, according to internal CBP data leaked to Fox News. So again, these are Middle East, these are what most people would say are terrorists crossing the southern border. Okay, would Russia or China be concerned if 60,000 young Americans, or I don't know, in their case, if you consider the Russians and the Chinese, 100,000 young Americans migrated to their country? You bet they would. They would be going, what the hell is going on here? The House Committee on Homeland Security reports that in 2023 so far, 151 individuals on the terrorist watch list were stopped at the southern border. How many made it through? How many never went to the border to turn themselves in? How many? CPB arrested over 32,000 aliens with criminal convictions. How many more were not arrested and are in the city near you or living in your backyard, the house behind your house? How many? If we'd have talked about this days, I mean, months ago or years ago, everybody would have thought I was absolutely nuts. Today, nobody thinks I'm nuts unless they don't do any research whatsoever. We are looking at a situation today where America is in more danger from invasion, but not invasion from outside our borders, from invasion of those planted within our borders. And the president, who may be fully aware of this because he's compromised by Russia, yes, the mayor's ex-wife, the ex-mayor's wife of Moscow, and he's also compromised by China. And gee, 100,000 males of military age between those two countries have crossed illegally into the United States. Are you listening to me, people? Is it concerning that young men of military age are coming into the country from who knows where? For anyone who still believes it's just poor families crossing into the U.S., Pew Research says others. By far the largest number and share of encounters involved single adults, of which most are military-aged males. Assume 5 million single adults arrived illegally into the U.S., mostly men. While AOC likes to pose in front of children, photos of migrant caravans tell a different story of hordes of military-age men in those caravans. Where are their families? Are they simply seeking political asylum, or do they have other activities on their mind or as their intent? How many of these young men might be from militant groups intended on causing harm to America, or are criminals or cartel members? Look, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Steve, jump in here, but let me get this last comment in. Anybody who thinks that anything I've said today, I wanted to say, you're wrong. Anybody who thinks that anything you've just heard from me put a smile on my face, you're an idiot. This is probably the worst show I have ever had to do. I'm not talking about the content, but I am talking about the content. Having to tell everybody listening here that the United States is in the process of being invaded, they just have to move all the troops in. And then when the signal goes off, if you've got between 5 and 10 million people planted all over this country, what kind of chaos do you think is going to happen? And if you don't think that as of right now, that's a whole lot closer to being an inevitability than you thought before this show started, then you need to listen to it again, because everything I told you is true. And the FBI is screaming bloody murder. All right, Stephen, please tell me what I said wrong.
What you said was wrong? Is that what you
said? No, please tell me what I said wrong.
Oh. You know, I can't think of anything that there is. I mean, it's all been planned out. It's all been concerted attack.
You cannot take the cowboys of the world to their knees, and I mean, you cannot have global governance until you take the cowboys of the world to their knees. Wouldn't you say this is a damn good plan, Steve?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Diabolical. Hollywood couldn't even make this story up.
Yep, and we're telling everybody about it, and the FBI is screaming about it, and how many people will take this football and run with it? How many of you out there have kids? How many of you out there wish to protect your family and your children? I'm telling you right now, chaos is heading into America. The next couple of years will prove whether or not America deserves to stand as a constitutional republic. We will be tested like we have never been tested before. Do you believe that, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so do I. And right about now, it's all starting. And with the FBI pushing the alarm bell, all they're doing is telling everybody, hey, we got it all set up. Now we're going to pretend we're letting you know.
Yeah, yeah. We uncovered the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's all I've got for today, Steve. And thank you so much for being such a great producer and for having the right things to say when I ask you, what do you think?
All right, folks. See everyone next week.